This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
I don't know. I don't know, Mike Quick, how you do that, but he did it.
It's a Christmas tree ornament.
Somehow, some way it is now. Welcome back, everybody. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani. All right. Would you say that that's the signature? I mean, forget it. Cooper DeJean's pick six in the Super Bowl, but if you had to look at the regular season, would that be the signature play?
Oh yeah, that's the one. It's everywhere. It's like it's not even in Philly. It's like everywhere. I mean, it'll be in rap songs. It'll be in country.
It's the most
songs,
incredible move I've ever seen. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
No, you have to name it. I mean, it's one of those things that gets a name. Like in hockey, it's a Michigan goal. This would be it's a Saquon. The problem is kids are going to get hurt trying to do it.
You imagine some like fifth grader tries that move?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And you know PA will.
Mm-hmm. They sure will. I love that Michkov still tries the Michigan thing, and it drives Tortorella nuts.
Yeah,
you know it does.
He scored on him one night, but he's Hartnell hates it, and I work with Scott, obviously.
I love it.
I tease him all the time about it because he's got a kid playing. Going, is your kid going to hit Michigan?
Why does he hate that? I mean, it's fun. It's not a purist move. Is that why?
It's dangerous. Did you see Ovechkin kind of laid into Michkov a little bit?
No.
This was really odd to me. And he said, yeah, I loved the kid, but he tried it against Washington. And it was, he goes, I just wish he wouldn't show off as much. If you wind back to Ovechkin's career.
That was all he did when he was young.
Yeah. This is what happens when you get old. You don't like that stuff. But yeah. It is, there are very often times there's people open out front, and maybe you take that goal in. And he does it, but I'm
entertained by it. I'm not a purist. But
I love it.
I like it.
I love it.
All right. I asked you before the break, is there anybody you would impeach from the Eagles?
I can't.
Bryce Huff.
Well, that's going to happen, I guess. But
Bradbury?
Although he's a class act.
You're right.
I'd rather impeach Huff.
True.
I can't really. But the whole organization right now.
I know. It's hard.
I mean, even, you know. I can't think of one.
No, I'm with you. I mean, if it's not for... That's it. I mean, there isn't anybody. There were just so many cool things to it with the parade. In addition to just the parade itself, but the stuff that happened along the way. Like Jake Elliott kicking a field goal with the beer.
Oh, more than one.
Saquon pulling, as I mentioned, the ball boy.
What's the biggest takeaway from the parade? You had that... Previously, you had Kelsey with the Mummers thing, right?
Yeah.
What's the...
Mayor Parker.
No. Well, she was awful.
Wrap it up. Come on, man.
Nobody's there.
No, read the room.
Yeah, really.
People have been out there for 30 hours freezing.
She could have at least done the bad Eagles chant at the end.
I agree.
You could have done that.
That would have just made everything else okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, all right, you talked for 10 minutes, but you did that.
You know your spot here. You're just
correct. Read the room.
But the biggest takeaway from the parade, what the thing everybody's going to remember 5 years from now?
Howie?
Yeah.
Howie taking
the
beer can to the head?
Beer can to the head.
I bleed for this?
It's going to happen.
And you're right.
I mean, that's what...
But it's so fitting. Like,
oh, yes.
And Howie takes a...
I bleed for this city!
He takes a hit, yet he keeps rolling. And that's like him.
But it's the most human thing from him since he's been here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a genius in what he does. He went through the whole thing with Chip, and whatever's gone on. And kind of a, you know... guys like that, you kind of want to separate them from the football team because they're like... juggle decimal points. That's what they do.
But you're right.
You're hitting the head with a beer can.
He's officially a football guy now.
Yes.
Well, we always talk about like redemption.
Yeah.
Song, whatever. And Sirianni, certainly you make a case for. Jalen, you could certainly make a case for. A guy like Zach Bond, who was overlooked and kind of buried in all those guys. There is no one who epitomizes that more than Howie.
No one.
I mean, you had your power stripped from it, and you came back with absolute a vengeance. You came back winning two, getting to another one, and have now built like the model franchise.
Yeah.
He's the king of it.
Got kicked in the head by a horse, it looks like, when you get with a beer can. and you end up like a hero of the parade.
Right. I mean, it's incredible. He just kept rolling.
Yeah.
You think he got stitches? Think he got stitches for that one?
I don't think so.
Not that bad. Picture, nah.
Easy for you to say. Let me throw a beer can at you.
I took a hockey skate to the face one time, man. I was fine.
Really?
Is that what happened?
I was bleeding, but yeah. never mind. Actually, that's not what happened. Never mind.
You took a hockey skate to the face?
No, I lied. My friend at the time, he threw me skates. He threw skates at me, an idiot.
He threw you skates?
And I caught them. And I started bleeding.
You need better
they
friends.
Are sharp.
Well, no, that's like 10 years ago.
Right, he's not that guy. Was that it? Was it that incident that ended it?
Well, it was one of them. And they just like stole alcohol from my friends. So that was another thing, too.
This guy, man. This guy's trouble.
Right.
Good thing you got rid of him. No, but I do think when it comes to what the foundation of this thing, this is why you feel good about it continuing in the manner in which it will. Yeah, you're going to lose players here and there and things are going to change. But Howie has shown you, think about it, Al. So you go back to 8 years ago, different head coach, different quarterback, right? And they turn it over and they come back 6 years later and get to the Super Bowl with a new coach and new quarterback. And then 2 years later, they win it again. Like, he can turn this thing over and still keep it cranking.
Well, you hope so. I mean, I had this argument with TK yesterday. It's like, I don't take anything for granted. Like,
the only
way to succeed is every season's a clean sheet of paper.
I agree.
That's just the way it is.
Yep, no doubt.
It happens. But you have put yourself in a great position. And it really is it's a 30 for 30, I guess you would look at it, in terms of the Wentz trade. I mean, if you look at that, what you turned it into, it's like, oh my God.
It's incredible.
It really is.
Including A.J. Brown. Let's go to Mark in Newark, Delaware. Mark, you're on with Al and Rob. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate it, Mark.
I got to start by saying, as a Colts fan, I am 100% jealous and envious of the Eagles. I think the Eagles organization is the class of the NFL, top to bottom. From the owner down to the guy who cuts the grass, for real.
But that is the interesting thing, Mark, and again, I don't know if you're from this area originally, but for someone who roots for a different team, to have that perspective, sometimes when you're in the eye of the storm, you can't really see, you know, outside of it or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, look, the Chiefs have been on a crazy run here, the Patriots previously, but the Eagles, it's been a level of consistency that
for the
impressive. Yep, for sure.
But Al, as I'm a diehard Flyers fan, I gotta have a timeline on when the Flyers are gonna be a powerhouse again.
A powerhouse?
Well, it just seems like they're 2 years away from being 2 years away, to quote a guy who used to work at the station. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're gonna lose the fans eventually with all this. You know what I mean?
I don't know that you're there though, Mark. I don't want to steal Al's thunder, but I think people are willing to be a little bit patient with this. I think the Sixers are in danger of losing people. All right.
But season last year, almost making the playoffs, was, you know, that was to not make the playoffs at the very end of the season was a disappointment for me.
Yeah, I mean, well, January
and they lost it, that'd be fine. But
no, well, this year you're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, you're just not going to make the playoffs. It's just the season's It's just too much to climb at this point. The setback was the goalie. That really set it back. And we'll see what they do in terms of, look, they got to get people. If somehow they could trade the contract of Ellis, the defenseman that got hurt, because you're going to go into a season with, you know, you got to.
How many years does he have left?
I think two. I'm not sure, but that's what you have to do. You got to move money.
Yeah.
That's why that trade that they just made, they move money off the books. But the critical point for a, quote, hockey fan is you have to be able to show up at the arena thinking that your team's going to do everything to win while your front office, I'm not going to say is doing everything to lose, but is looking into the future. But that's the key. And in that sport anyway, you're looking at one-goal games. And look at the Four Nations thing. I mean, just that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with that kind of an athlete.
Yeah, you don't have a McDavid. I know nobody does, but an Austin Matthews or some of these other guys who are just absolute monsters. You just don't have that right now.
No, you don't. And so, I mean, I would say next year, if we'll see what the goaltending looks like. Next year, they should be better. Let's see what they do in the offseason. They have some maneuverability now in terms of what they can. They got a center.
Yeah.
And, you know, Couturier's getting older, and he's got the double back surgery. So there's a couple of things going on, but I think mostly you want to know every time you go to the arena that particular team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Team that group is trying to win every night.
Who would you impeach, Mark?
I mean, you could say the whole Sixers organization, but I would point out to Paul George. I think he's already been said, but yeah. I mean, the guy's just.
I just want the contract off the books. He looks
cooked. Yep. He doesn't have any heart whatsoever that I see.
So. I'm just and thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Highly disappointed in what he's given them.
When they made that trade, how was it received overall?
Okay, here's why I wasn't a fan of the trade, and this is not just hindsight here. He was another guy that you were bringing in that misses a ton of time. And I know he played last year.
But last year he played.
I know, but yeah. Last year he was in essentially a contract year. That's the reason, in my opinion, he played as much as he played.
Right.
So I thought you were bringing in another guy who was going to be missing a lot of time. Now, he's missed some time. I'm not going to kill him for that. He had the finger injury, whatever. The problem is when he's been playing, especially on the offensive end, to me, a sure sign that you're not the same player that you were is you can't get as many shots off. And his field goal attempts are down. He's more than happy to be a passive guy. And I'm sure the justification, the rationalization would be his finger, or he's trying to get adjusted to playing with Embiid, whatever. It's not good enough for a max player. It's not good enough.
I looked at it when they brought, and I marginally watch the rest of the league.
Yeah.
I looked at it and thought this would be what it would be like if the Phillies brought in Trout.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is moving to right field.
Oh, really?
He announced it today. He's moving to right field, and they're going to DH him more. They're taking him out of center field.
That's when you have people, when it starts happening like that, you have to acknowledge that that's the road you're going down.
They had to do it.
Yeah.
They have to do it with him. Yeah. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
The
you were
same
saying
thing with the bat. If you're telling me George, if he has a history of that, it's not going to get better.
Correct.
It doesn't get better.
That's why, even if they come to their senses and they shut him beat down or whatever they end up doing here, because the team's going nowhere, but if they do that kind of stuff, yeah, you might get lucky and get a lottery pick, and that could work out. I'd be in favor of that. However, if you're going to try and sell to the public yet another year of, hey, if they all stay healthy this year, it's like, how many times can you keep telling me that?
Well, now you have to squint when you say it.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. More than that, you have to cover your eyes. Ugh. Lou's in Denver. That line's going to live in infamy, by the way, from Daryl Morey. Lou, you're on 94 WIP. Hey, Lou.
Rob, Al, what's up, man?
Yo, Lou.
Yo, I got Daryl Morey. I mean, I don't know what he's done. Just signed Harden and then Paul George. He would be my impeachment, for sure.
People are really disgusted, man, for sure.
Yeah, it's tough, and I don't really follow them anymore, so it's sad. But for the Eagles' best addition, I'm going to go with Quinyon Mitchell because he's on a rookie deal, and he was one of the top corners in the league, and those guys make a ton of money. And when you can set one side of the field and lock down the receiver on the other team, their best receiver every game, it seems like every game, that's so invaluable. And it opens up so much for Vic Fangio, who's a close second for sure. Mm-hmm. I just thought he was, and Coop too. I mean, he's right there behind him. He was top five in defensive rookie of the year too.
Yeah.
So I think Quinyon, Fangio, Coop, and of course, Bond. There's so many good additions, but mine would be Q.
Yeah, I agree. Look, to not have to worry about him and throw him on the outside, and you there isn't a receiver you were concerned that he would be on, like they would be taking advantage of him, really from the jump. I mean, this guy from Toledo came right in ready to play at the highest of levels. Like, that is such... it's such an ease of your mind. A, you got the pick right. B, the financial stuff like you're talking about, but also just the production that you're getting. And yeah, they're going to have to make a decision with Slay, but you're set in the slot and you're set with one of your outside guys for a very long time to come if these two stay healthy.
And let me tell you something. Those guys can tackle. That's why I love them even more. Those
another
guys
big part
tackle.
Of this.
And
yep.
Real quick, just the growth of this team. I mean, Sirianni just coming off more as a leader. Carter getting in shape. I mean, you saw Q and Coop become savvy veterans overnight. But I think Hurts, just being able to diagnose defenses, he's only going to get better at that. He looked much faster this year because he was healthier. So this future looks bright. And let me tell you something. Everyone thinks Eagles fans are obnoxious, loud, overbearing. Woo! Guess what? It's going to be even worse next year. The hardest part I'm trying to figure out is what away games to go to rub it in everyone's face. I mean, Cowboys is always going to be up there.
Yeah.
You got the Chiefs, Bills, Buccaneers. I mean, yeah. That's the hardest part.
It's a schedule,
right,
man.
Now is
they got a schedule.
Am I going to rub it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then lastly, I'm actually going to get my son a Bryce Huff jersey because he's number 0, and I have Dawkins, so we can walk into the stadium because that's going to be the theme of next year. Trust me. I'm right. calling it now.
All right, Lou. You got it, man. I don't know. You can never go wrong going to a Cowboys fan, a Cowboys game and rubbing it in their face. But you could go Chiefs. You could certainly do that if you wanted to, you know.
No, absolutely.
That
I mean, that'd be a fun place to bring a lot of ego. I don't know how many. I don't know if you could get many tickets to that.
They are very loyal. Yeah, that's a loyal fan base.
Yeah, to try to get in there. They actually, again, if you look at it for next year's schedule, their schedule is remarkable in terms of who they got at home and who they got on the road. All the tough teams they got at home.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Who is it? Tell people.
They got home games, Washington, Philadelphia, Detroit, Baltimore. And on the road, let me see where they go on the road. Denver, Vegas, Buffalo, Dallas, Jacksonville, Giants, Titans. Mm.
Yeah. No, that's a biggie. No, for sure. You know, and the division's going to be interesting in that we know Washington at least has established themselves, you know, and they have a good young quarterback. But I don't know what Dallas is going to look like. I have no idea what they're going to look like next year. New coach, but they keep, you know, every year there's all the hype. The Giants, until proven otherwise, are a train wreck, right?
God.
So it's really one team that you are certainly competing with, yeah. At least as of right now.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's go to Larry in North Jersey. Larry, you're on 94WIP.
Hey, how are you today?
What's up, Larry?
I got a few things I want to get in here. I want to just highlight the difference between the Phillies organization and the Eagles.
Okay.
It's night and day. Night and day. The Eagles are a family. Mr. Lurie takes care of his people, and he takes care of the community. He does a hell of a lot of things for the artistic community. Man, give me one thing that the Eagles do like that.
You're talking Phillies. Phillies do a ton for ALS.
Yeah, the Phillies do a lot. Phillies are very...
Yeah, Larry, I'm not with you on this, man. the Phillies do a lot for charity.
Okay, maybe I'm off base on that one.
Yeah, you're going to get picked off.
Yeah, I don't lean too far towards second, Larry.
Don't do that, Al.
Al just had a Terry Mulholland move over to first base on you.
Hey, you know, I got my vote in for Milton Williams to keep.
Yeah, I'm with. I want Milton Williams back, and I think he's just going to get better.
Yeah.
I think he scratched the surface how good he is.
Yeah, just pay him.
I want he and Bond back. If the others have to go, they have to go. It just is what it is.
Yeah, Zach Bond, and if you can, man, I don't know how they're going to do it, but you got to keep Cooper too, man.
Well, he's not going in.
No, he's
last year's his first year. You're safe there.
Yeah.
All right. You know, this was such a good year. I didn't want to see it end, man.
No, I know. That's the biggest bummer. The hardest thing, and thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. For me, at least, Al, I know what it is for you. It's hockey, without a doubt. But for me, the toughest sport when it ends to deal with is football, knowing there's not going to be another game until September, right?
This is really...
I might get misty like our buddy Richie. But that... give me that again. I need that again, Francis.
This is really...
Well...
Oh, my God. What was I
Lewis told me to do that.
I don't even know what I was saying.
You miss football.
I miss football. No, it's the double whammy of loving football, but also just hating that there isn't another week of watching this team play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hardest thing about all this. They took you as far as they could take you.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks, it's sweet. You and then, like, a month later, that mortgage bill comes.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. It's really
You've been kicking that
life.
Can down the curb for a while. You know, reality set in this weekend, didn't it? I mean, reality was kind of like, there wasn't a whole lot of great sports going on this other than the hockey game.
Yeah, here comes the cold weather. It's going to snow again.
Phillies can't come soon enough, man.
Yeah.
It can't come soon enough.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah.
Rock. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.